Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. M.R., Number 818, Mental Improvement Promised. God promises to strengthen memory of His servants. The Lord will strengthen the memory of the one who is speaking in His name. He will bring to the mind the words necessary for the occasion, that portion of His word which will be meet in due season for the people. To His faithful servants, God will be tongue and utterance. The Holy Spirit will make the word effective, to convict and convert souls. The seed sown will fall into good ground and will spring up to bring forth fruit unto life eternal. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27, quoted. Here is represented the need of spiritual exercise, the training of mind and heart. This is even more essential than physical training. It is by the training of the heart and mind that spiritual strength is gained, that weak points of character are made strong. Commit Bible promises to memory. Put away the foolish reading matter and study the Word of God. Commit its precious promises to memory so that when we shall be deprived of our Bibles, we may still be in possession of the Word of God. 85, 1909, 10. Lessons of Self-Denial, Trust, and Cooperation. Sermon preached in Nevada, Iowa, August 21, 1909. Holy Spirit will renew memory. Your memory will be renewed by the Holy Spirit. Can you forget what Jesus has done for you at this time, and on that occasion when everything looked so discouraging? You were taken away from yourself. Your deepest, sweetest thoughts were upon your precious Savior, His care, His assurance, His love. How your desires went out to Him, how your affections centered upon Him. All your hopes rested upon Him. All your expectations were associated with Him. He loves you still. He has the balm that can heal every wound, and you can repose in Him without a single drawback. Dietary intemperance enfeebles the brain. The success of acquiring a good memory and a calm, uniform temper depends not upon circumstances, but very much upon the way in which the stomach is treated. If food is taken at any and every time it is desired, the organs of digestion are abused, and man must pay the penalty. Nature will not suffer abuse without proclaiming it in disordered nerves and muscles and intellect. The gourmand, for this he may be called, who overloads his stomach, should remember that the nerve power must be called upon to take care of the burden placed upon the stomach, and the brain is enfeebled in being deprived of the power necessary to strengthen the memory. The mind to be brought under the control of Christ. Today Christ is offering His grace to them, if they will cooperate with Him to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, lest they shall lose the opportunities granted them. They are ever to remember that it is God which worketh in them both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Reason, conscience, memory must be brought under the control of Christ. God desires mental improvement in His workers. God desires His workers to gain daily a better understanding of how to reason logically from cause to effect, arriving at wise, safe conclusions. He desires them to add to their strength of memory. We cannot afford to make mistakes that are the result of our cherishing erroneous ideas. As little children, we are to sit at the feet of Christ, learning of Him how to work successfully. We are to ask God for a sound judgment and for light to impart to others. There is need of knowledge that is the fruit of experience. We should not allow a day to pass without gaining an increase of knowledge in temporal and spiritual things. We are to plant no stakes that we are not willing to take up and plant farther on, nearer the heights we hope to ascend. The highest education is to be found in training the mind to advance day to day. 164, 1903, page 4. To those in charge of the Warunga Sanitarium, July 29, 1903. White Estate, Washington, D.C., October 1, 1980.